Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jenny. Welcome to the Nightcast Podcast. How are you guys? It's another Manic Monday. Yay! Well, I don't usually start my podcast with an energy like this, but, you know, it's Monday, so we need to hype ourselves up. I hope you're doing fine. How are you guys? Howdy. How's life? How's love life? How's the food that you're eating right now? How's your night? How's your day? Whatever it is, I hope you do have a wonderful time. So today it's a Manic Monday. It's from the song, "It's Another Manic Monday." I don't know if it's lyrics that I've heard before. I mean, if it's the right lyrics. I apologize for that. Anyways, it's Monday. We all know that Mondays are really not that nice at all. It's an indication of back to reality. We always say that it's back to reality again. And Monday is the definition of what your other days will become. What happens on Monday will, you know, set the mood of what happens on the other days. But I do hope that we can still thrive and survive the following or the upcoming weeks, days, months, and years to come with a lot of Mondays. And yeah, it's Monday. A lot of us are being drained already. Even me, myself, is a little bit drained today because there have been a lot of activities and issues that were needed to be resolved. But, you know, there's nothing impossible if you believe in yourself. You just have to trust that you do. Without the trust, of course, you won't really feel secured, or you won't feel that you have the guts to perform well, and you'll just pretend that everything is okay. Well, most of us pretend that everything is okay, and it doesn't really sum up who are we right now, or who we are right now. It's a summative response of what we've done yesterday, and what we're going to do tomorrow, and what we are doing today. It's a past, present, and future relationship. Well, it's Monday. Stop pressuring yourself to accomplish heavy things. Start trying to read between the lines and assess if your mind is still okay, if your body is still okay, and if you're not. Pause for a while. There's nothing wrong with pausing, unless you're pausing out of unnecessary events. But if you're really tired, drained, and conclusive of every single thing that happens, and you feel like you're a worthless person, you feel that you're being neglected by everyone or everybody around you, do not ever feel that you're a failure. Do not ever feel that way. There's God. You need to talk to God. He's always there to guide you. He's always there listening. And if you're feeling down and you have no one to talk to, He's going to listen to you. He's there. You just can't see Him, but you can feel His presence every single time. For me, maybe literally sometimes I don't feel His presence like He's with me, beside me, but I feel His presence in everything that I do. And everything that I've prayed for, and everything that I've anticipated happening. And when it does happen, or when it happened, I feel like God finally listened to my prayers. Even though sometimes, or most of the time, they aren't really significant. You're like a jiffy feeling, but I always feel that part of me in trying to communicate with the Lord, in trying to communicate with Him. I have no siblings. I have no sister, no brother. My cousins are little. My other cousins who are within my age range, they have their own problems, and they are not that, I don't know how to call that one. I mean, they're not really that responsive because of business. So I can't talk to anyone rather than my mom. I mean, other than her, but not everything. I'm not telling her everything. We're close. We're really, really close. We're like best friends. When we talk to each other, it's like we're friends. People call us best friends because it doesn't really feel like we're mother and daughter. Like, we don't have that type of relationship where I just call her mother and I'm really, really scared or what. Like, she's my best friend and everything because she listens, or literally listens to me every time. And if I can talk to her, I talk to God, especially during evenings. I'm a nocturnal person, or I'm a night person, but sometimes you can't help but think about the things that you're uncertain of. You're uncertain about what your future will look like. You're uncertain about what happens today. You're uncertain about what happens tomorrow. You're uncertain about you being able to wake up, you being able to listen to music, you being able to read books, you being able to sleep. You're uncertain on most of the things that you did before and you are doing right now. You're really uncertain of what is going to happen. It's only Him that knows everything. It's Him who puts us in the spotlight and gives us the timeline. We're just trying to fulfill our timelines until we reach our peak and achieve our goals. That's why our God is there. He's there trying to help us in every way possible. I'm telling you this not because I'm forcing you to listen to Him or to communicate with Him. I'm telling you this because as a person who sometimes, or most of the time, doesn't have the courage to talk to some other people, especially when I'm down and when I have this insecurity inside of me, I talk to Him. And most of the time I feel better. It's like I've talked to my best friend, another best friend. Because you cannot expect everyone to be there for you. You cannot expect your other best friends to be there with you. You cannot expect your mom to be there with you because she is busy. She's in the office. She's working. I cannot expect your dad to talk to you like that. You cannot expect him to be your best friend because you're not really that close with each other. And he has this different vibe when you're around him or when he's around you. You'll just have to realize the extent of things that are happening. They are really a result of what we are trying to expect or what we are trying to do with our lives. Yes, we do expect a lot of things, but are we doing these for our own consumption or for the other people who cares about us or on different purposes? It's like we're giving an ultimatum of what we are or what we are expected to be. It's a different vibe. We have all different vibes. We have our distinctive factors. It all affects into other relative factors too, or elements. This is not gonna be long enough, this episode, because it's different, and and I don't want to tire you out. It's a manic Monday, I remember. It's a Monday, and I know you're drained, you're tired, so I'm just leaving it all up to you. I'm ending this with a cliffhanger of what you should do or what you should think about. It's up to you, because I'm just trying to help you based on my own experiences. I'm trying to share my own experiences so that you can jive into my world, or better, you can jive into your own perspectives or dispositions. It's all up to you. So, my dear friends, think twice about trying to end your life or end your career. Because I've done that. I've thought about it a lot of times. But when I talk to him, you know, it feels really good. It feels better. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. It feels like you just want to cry a river. And when you do that, trust me, it's gonna be okay. You will never fall out of problems. They will never vanish in your life. But what you can do is to reduce that. Step by step, God is going to help you. Remember this: your actions can be or cannot be the outcomes of your future. Because most of the time, even if you've done nothing, blessing comes into you. And most of the times, even if you've done everything, it's like the lock comes out. And it turns away itself from you. I hope this helped. Okay? It's Monday. Relax. Take a deep breath. Take deep breaths. Remember that you are worth fighting for. You are worth living for by those people who adore you. And you yourself know your worth as a person, as a human. Always remember that God is with you. Do not ever feel that you're lost because of that. It's Monday. I hope that you're fine. Thank you so much. So, once again, this is Jenny. Thank you for listening to our today's podcast. And, you know, this isn't any other podcast sessions that we've had before, but I do hope that you've learned something today. I'm leaving the floor, I'm leaving the imagination to your minds and souls and heart. And I do hope that you'll talk to him. Like, what you're doing right now. You're talking to your friends. He's your friend too. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. Again, this is Jenny from the Nightcast Podcast. And ciao!